Hello.
Mum.
Aye. I have to come up to this school. You want to hear this head, man? Can you talk to him?
Aye.
I'll put him on.
Right.
Good morning.
Hello there, this is Mrs. Hill, Dylan's gran.
Right, you're the gran.
Something wrong?
Yeah, I've spoken to Mrs. Hill, I've explained the situation. Dylan will need to be removed from school, I'm sorry. We've had enough of him. There's been an incident now with the lift pass. We believe he might have been feigning injury to get the lift pass in the first place.
Can I just stop you here for a wee minute without being rude?
Can I just say, madam, stopping me is being rude, but now you've stopped me, you might as well carry on.
I think that would actually be a doctor's decision. I've actually had a broken leg since February as well.
Let me assure you, madam, if you ever visit the school, I will allow you to use the lift, but that's not the case here.
I've only spoken to you for 2 seconds and you're not even letting me explain.
Well, you're the one that interrupted me, madam, in fairness. You know, you said you didn't want to be rude.
I said, can I stop you?
And the damage is done.
Right, so Dylan's actually been removed from school for using the lift pass.
He's a bad influence on the other children. They've been using the lift and, you know, going up and down. And
you're not in a position to question my grandson.
I am in every position to question your grandchild.
Do you have medical profession?
We have a school nurse.
Do you have a medical profession?
I don't have a medical profession behind me. I have an education behind me, madam, unlike you or your daughter or your grandson.
My grandson.
Who we've been trying to educate in this school, and it's just too much of a challenge. We don't need this young upstart with all these hangers on just behaving like an absolute Ned. Who is this child? I don't want him in my property. I don't want him in my school. I can't teach this child.
He's an Ed.
Well, thank you for admitting it, madam. Thank you.
No, I
because in this day and age, it's very difficult to find good people like you that will stand up and tell the truth.
Did you call Dylan an Ed?
No, I never. He said the calls are recorded. That's good. No, I never.
I have a recording, madam. I have a recording, madam, of you calling Dylan an Ed.
I never called Dylan an Ed. I know what I would like to call you, by the way. You are a disgusting man. You speak to children like that.
Can I have a word in edgeways now, please?
Don't you dare. Don't you dare insinuate that I called him that. Don't you dare. I'm, you know what? I'm on my way up to a school in
this is my kingdom. I am the king of this kingdom. I'm talking about neddy children. I get scummy mothers coming up here looking for sympathy. And now suddenly I've got some greeting granny on the phone. Do you understand?
Greeting granny?
Yes, thank you, madam. That's exactly where we are. You're a greeting granny with a ned of a grandson.
I'll ned your grandson, you idiot.
Well, that is, you can certainly see where he gets it from. You and
that's
the mother.
That's fine.
Let me put the mother back on.
That's fine, you
Madam, don't upset him.
Don't upset him. I'll choke him. What's his name?
Mr. George.
Mr. George. Don't you dare insinuate that I said anything about my grandwain.
Oh, grandwain, you're saying what? They all Neds?
Beyond yeah.
You didn't call them all Neds, you just called Dylan a Ned. And
I never called Dylan a Ned, you I swear to God.
Now, can you just shush, please? Now, shush, listen to me. Shh, okay?
I have to shush.
You have to shush. Shh. I'm a head teacher.
You're off your head.
Quiet in the back.
Right, what?
If I give you £100 cash, will you make all this go away? You won't.
Don't try and bribe me.
Right, name your price.
You're £100, my grandson's an Ed, you clown.
Well, don't stop calling your grandson an Ed. That's twice you've referred to the boy as an Ed.
Put my daughter back on, I can't listen to anywhere.
How about if I give your daughter £100?
Do what you want.
Would you like £100, Sherilyn?
Yes.
For being on Clyde One's Make Your Mum Mad?
Nah, no way.
No way!
Make Granny mad!
Oh my God, I'm going to kill her.
You were fantastic. Listen, Margaret, thanks for being a brilliant sport and well played, Sherilyn.
Thank you.
See you girls later, bye.
Bye.